CBS Radio brings you The Couple Next Door, written by Peg Lynch and starring Peg Lynch and Alan Bunce. Here's star George Brent.
Cold and sinus trouble can ruin an actor's performance. To feel better fast, I take the newest medicine for those miseries. New improved four-way cold tablets.
Today's four-way contains a decongestant to drain sinus congestion while it relieves cold distress. Tests prove four-way acts faster than any other leading cold or sinus tablet to relieve muscular pains, reduce fever, relieve headache without upsetting stomach. Drain sinus congestion, too. Get new four-way cold tablets, 39 cents.
Hello? I want to speak to Mr. Piper, please. Well, conference or no conference, Miss Brown, you'll have to be interrupted. Here it is 5 o'clock in the afternoon. We have 25 relatives coming tomorrow for Thanksgiving dinner and no turkey. Yes, I'll hold on. Thank you.
Oh, wait. Well, it's a good thing I hadn't to ask about the turkey. That's all I can say.
I never gave it a thought, Aunt Eddie, because he said to me a week ago, 2 weeks ago now, don't worry about the turkey. It's being delivered the day before Thanksgiving. Mm-hmm. Said he'd call the turkey farm.
Well, maybe it'll still be delivered then. The day isn't over. And I expect this is a busy day for a turkey farm. And you said the turkey was all paid for.
Yes, he won it in the Boston raffle. I had already ordered a turkey, and I canceled the order when he said he'd won a turkey. Oh, I tell you, these raffle thing. Didn't we tell you about this huge freezer I won in a raffle?
Mm-hmm.
Brand new, but we can't even sell it. Even though we put an ad in the paper, it's just in the warehouse. We pay storage charges. It's just an amazing
thing.
Don't slam the door. Oh, hello? Hello?
Yes.
No.
Mommy?
No, no turkey at all.
Don't bother your mother now, Betsy. She's talking
no,
to Daddy.
But I wanted to tell you about
no,
the turkey.
No, no turkey has been delivered. Aunt Effie and I have been here all
yes,
day.
Yes, it is, Mommy. That's what I came in to tell you.
Hold
the man
on.
Just brought it.
You hear that? It's been delivered. The turkey's here.
Yes, dear, it's all right. Sorry to interrupt your conference. I was getting sort of frantic. No, Betsy says the man just brought it. Yeah. Well, you know, our luck with these raffle things, I thought something has gone wrong. All right, dear. Goodbye. Well, nice to know 25 people will have something to eat.
Yes.
Yes.
Gee, do we have to eat him? He's so cute. His eyes blink and he gobbles. I can see him through the bars of the crate.
He gobbles?
You mean he's alive?
Yes, and he's just darling.
There is no sense going on about it. I most certainly did not tell them to deliver a live turkey.
Well, they said you did.
Never, never. Why in Sand Hill would I order a live turkey?
Well, they said you did.
Who's they? Who's this they that said I ordered a live turkey?
The people at the turkey farm.
Well, who? Who'd you talk to?
I don't know who. Three or four people who couldn't hear me and I couldn't hear them. The place was so noisy and nobody knew anything about it anyway. And they hung up on me and I called back. Well, the line was busy. I kept calling and calling. And finally they answered. I went through the whole thing again about how they delivered us a live turkey and this dumb girl. The dumbest girl I've ever seen. She said, well, what about it? I said, what about it? We don't want a live turkey.
All right, then, calm down.
Calm down. We have 25 of your relatives and mine coming for dinner tomorrow.
All right, then, I'll call the turkey farm. We'll have this one picked up and replaced with one that's been killed and dressed. So stop
the
worrying.
The girl finally looked up the order after I spelled our name and our address to her for the fifth time. And the order for Piper, 13 Rainbow Lake, said, don't kill. Deliver Wednesday before Thanksgiving.
But that is ridiculous, I tell you. I called them when I won the turkey in the raffle. You know, that was two weeks ago.
And
the girl I talked to said they'd send it right out. Well, I said, no, we didn't want it then.
Yeah.
I may have said, don't kill it now, you know, to deliver it to Wednesday before Thanksgiving. Oh, for the love of Mike, I'll call them now.
Well, it's no use. They're sold out, and the men are out delivering the turkeys now.
Why would anybody order a live turkey? Mm-hmm. I mean, it's unbelievable that people who handle turkeys, that's their business, would deliver a live...
I asked her that. Apparently, they have customers who order them live. restaurants sometimes who keep them a few days and want them freshly killed, especially on long holiday weekends.
But we are not a restaurant.
Well, all I can say is it's the last time we're ever going to buy a raffle ticket. If we do win something, it just boomerangs into trouble.
Yeah. Remember the time Bill Paulson sent us a live turkey for a joke?
Yes, but we sent it back. If we can't send back, we'll have no turkey at all. So, I'll leave it to you, I guess, to be the Lord High Executioner.
Yeah, that's a nice way to put it.
Well, if you want to wait, Aunt Effie drove down to the shopping center to get Alvin. Now, he wanted to do some shopping. They live on a farm. Alvin has all his life here. He's, you know, more used to this sort of thing.
No, Pete's sake. I guess I can kill a turkey.
Oh, look at him.
Now, don't start that.
Well, you said kill him, and that's when he gobbled, just as though he knew.
You certainly make me feel great. I don't relish this, you know.
Huh. How will you do it, dear?
Do it? With an axe, I guess. Chop off his head.
Oh, honey, don't even talk like that.
Well, Pete, what do you suggest?
Well, I don't know. There must be some more humane way than that. Could you chloroform him?
Who ever heard of chloroforming a turkey?
Well, I don't want to hear any more talk of chopping his head off. It just seems so mean, dear. Look at him. Hello. Oh, I can't even look him in the eye. When I realize I'm planning to stuff him with dressing and make gravy and cut up giblets...
Get out of the way. Let me lift this crate out to the garage and get this darn thing over with.
The vet, why don't we take him to Brownie's vet? He could just give him a shot of something that would put him painlessly out of the way.
Take him to a vet. That is all I need. A $10 veterinarian's bill for services rendered my Thanksgiving turkey.
Well, still, it would be painless, dear.
Look, it just takes 1 second to chop off his head, and that's painless, too. Well, look, I better get something to pry open this crate. Get out of the way, will you, honey? I'm going to get into this bottom drawer here. My little crowbar's in here, and I...
How do you know?
So I put it in there.
Oh, no, I mean, how do you know it's painless to have your head cut off?
Oh, now listen, will you? I
read something recently that said when Charlotte Corday was beheaded by the guillotine, some observers swore that when the head was severed and fell, the eyes opened and she said, "I am innocent." Only, of course, she said it in French. But some claim that it proves something.
Yes. Well, if I chop off this turkey's head and he opens his eyes and says, "I am innocent," I agree. It will prove something. Especially if he says it in French.
Look, I know you think I'm squeamish about
this. Look,
if it'll
make you feel any better, I'll get my gun and shoot him.
Shoot him? When he's in the crate?
Well, if I take him out, he'll get loose, and my marksmanship is not what I...
Well, it certainly doesn't seem very sporting to shoot him while he's in the crate. He wouldn't have a chance.
He's not supposed to have a chance. We're having him for dinner.
Besides, isn't it against the law to shoot off a gun in town? Yes, it is. You can shoot people, but I don't think you can shoot birds, and a turkey is a bird.
It has always been my impression that it was against the law to shoot people, in or out of town.
You know what I mean. Intruders, burglars, while defending your home. What are you doing?
And I'm just loosening the crate a little here so it opens easily when I get outside. You know, it's cold out.
I know. That's why we brought the turkey into the kitchen. Aunt Effie said the poor little thing could get pneumonia. She did!
Would you please just go into the living room and get out of the way and let me handle it? In fact, keep an eye on the children so they don't realize. By the way, where are Betsy and Bobby?
Upstairs in Betsy's room. I gave her a dime to build him a road of blocks for his little cars and watch him until dinner tonight, which I haven't even started in all the excitement. Well, I'll go see how they're doing.
All right, well, don't let them come downstairs. They might look into the garage or something.
Yeah, all right, dear. All right, you just take... Betsy! You children getting along all right up there? Betsy?
We're not upstairs, Mommy. We're here in Daddy's den.
Daddy's den? What are you doing in Daddy's den, huh?
Daddy wanted me to build a big road out of blocks, and my bedroom wasn't big enough, Mommy.
Yeah, because wasn't there any big bus going over two bridges?
Oh, yes, darling, bus going over bridges.
Isn't that nice?
Yes. Yeah, that is exciting. Yes, a bridge. You get these blocks picked up right after dinner, Betsy. This is Daddy's den, and you know we don't allow either of you to bring your toys in here.
Don't
tell me he cut off one of his own fingers.
What?
Grab him! Don't let him fly all over the house!
Look, it is not quite so simple. You try to grab him.
Well, how did he get out?
Oh, look, I only took one small blow, but I was going to do the rest when I got outside. I just turned my back for 1 second. Whoosh! He was out, and he sailed right past my head into the dining room.
golly.
Take Bobby and go upstairs.
Oh, no, Mommy. I want to watch the turkey, please.
Not turkey, Mommy.
Quiet, everybody. Everybody move. Don't move.
He sees you. He sees you sneaking up on him. Easy. There. Grab him!
Oh, oh, Daddy! Oh, you missed him, Daddy!
Oh, Daddy, are you hurt? Your lip's bleeding!
Go upstairs, Betsy, and get the first aid kit. Oh, now where did the turkey go?
We'll return to the couple next door in just a moment. In this land of plenty, we occasionally forget that millions of less fortunate people elsewhere in the world are hungry, sick, and destitute. But the three great religious faiths of our country, Protestant, Catholic, and Jewish, haven't forgotten. They conduct annual campaigns to help the needy overseas. 80% of all volunteer aid is channeled through religious organizations here. Because of the scope of this great charitable work, United States government surplus food can be distributed at low cost. For example, $1 will send more than 300 pounds of food abroad. But the money you contribute to your church or synagogue goes for more than food. It helps send clothing, bedding, and medicine, too. It goes toward the maintenance of hospitals and orphanages to initiate and carry out self-help and resettlement projects. During this month of Thanksgiving, keep faith for those in need overseas. Give for your faith.
Need more boiling water. We expect to get all these pin feathers out.
Sit still, Aunt Effie. I'll heat some water.
No, dear. You sit right there. You've had a more exhausting day than I have. I'm sorry, but I tell you, when Alvin and I walked in the front door and saw you two leaping around the living room trying to throw a pillowcase over that turkey's head.
Well, I'll confess the humor of it escapes me at the moment. Are you using the tweezers?
No, you can have them. I never knew a turkey had so many feathers. My eyes, my back just ached. Oh, look at this kitchen. Well, we'll pick up the mess and we're all through. Why don't you put some ice on that lip, dear? You look as though you'd gone 6 rounds with Joe Lewis.
I put ice on it and puffed up anyway. At least it doesn't hurt anymore.
Yeah, I'm glad Alvin killed the turkey. I tell you, when you first yelled, I had a vision of you with that axe you never use. And I thought, oh, he has lost a finger or a hand or a foot or
look,
something.
I worried about that myself. I feel lucky to come out of this with just a cut lip. Oh, boy, look at it, though.
Oh, there's a car turning in. Alvin and Betsy must be back from the movies.
Yeah, well, it's about time. You know, I really don't approve of Betsy going to the movies at night.
Neither do I, dear, but tomorrow is a holiday, and she was so upset about the turkey being killed. Now, I thought it would take her mind off it.
Well, Alvin just dotes on Betsy. Crazy about children, anyway.
I know. I think I better start sweeping up these feathers now. The place looks like a down quilt factory. Oh, isn't
just roll the papers up, dear. That's why I put newspapers all over.
Yes, I know. I know.
Oh, look, don't let them come in this way. The wind will blow the feathers all over.
Yeah,
Betsy, don't come in.
Alvin, go around. Go around.
Betsy!
Close the door!
But
Uncle Alvin, it's still out! Oh! Yes, Alvin, don't come in this way, dear. Go around to the front door.
But it's beautiful, like it's snowing in the kitchen.
Come on, let's sweep them up.
Oh, dear.
Boy, I sometimes wonder if the pilgrims had any idea what they started.
The couple next door stars Peg Lynch and Ellen Bunce with Margaret Hamilton, Francie Myers, and Madeline Pierce, and is produced by Walter Hart and directed by Dick Stenta. This is Warren Sweeney speaking.
This was original old radio broadcast presented by Radio of Yesteryear. Carol Hawkins speaking.